When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, money women? It's Friday, which means it's time for another Q&A with Veronica. Do you have a question you want answered? Go to veronicagrant.com/askV to submit your question, and you just might hear it on the show. All right, y'all, my clients ask me all the time what credit card to use, and I have some thoughts, but I want to give you a couple caveats. One, this is not something that I follow too much. I know there's like those TikTok stars who are like 20-somethings, you know, all the credit card hacks, and there's the points guy and all that kind of stuff. And I think those things are great, but a couple things. One, I'm a mom and I'm breastfeeding, and I have to cut out something. And this is one of the things that I cut out. Number two, I do want you to make sure that your credit card use is optimized. If you have a credit card where you're getting little to nothing in return, I think it's worth spending an afternoon researching and picking out a good card, but then just call it a day. Do not be tempted to open up a new card every time you take a flight and get tempted into their whatever their offer is, or see an ad for some new credit card and the offer. It's just really not worth it. I mean, yes, it probably does hurt your credit a little bit to always be opening up new cards and then potentially closing them if that's what you're going to do once you get the sign-on bonus. I would rather you spend that time either looking for a job that pays you better, working on how you're going to negotiate a raise, or learning how to invest, because that is going to give you way more bang for your buck than getting an extra free plane ticket a year. Because remember, that cost is only a few $100s, maybe $1,000 at most, but improving your negotiating skills, improving skills that you can then get a raise with, or finding a new job, or learning how to invest. These are the things that will earn you tens of thousands of dollars, if not more. So that's really where I want to focus your energy. That's why I focus my podcast and all the content that I teach on those kinds of things. However, it is important to have a good credit card. Step one, do you want cash back or travel perks? If you travel a lot, you may want a travel card. And if you don't travel a lot, cash back will probably be better for you. You can often convert travel points into cash, but the conversion usually isn't as good as straight cash back. And for traveling, quote unquote, a lot, I would say at least once a month. The second thing to do is to look at your spending. What do you spend money on? Do you spend money on vacations, groceries, gas, a specific store, coffee, etc.? So I want you to Google credit card that's good for, and then insert where you spend money. So credit card that's good for grocery cashback, or credit card that's good for entertainment and dining cashback, etc. And if you do a few Google searches, you'll probably start seeing some of the same cards start popping up, and let this begin to build your list of somewhere between 3 and 5 options. Now, there are a lot of blogs that will have best credit card listicles. And while that can be certainly helpful because it can show you some credit cards that might be available to you, it is important to know that those are paid advertisements. So they might be the best credit cards, or they might just be like the five best credit cards that they have a business relationship with. I'm not saying that getting an ad in this is bad. I'm just saying that you'll want to look at a few different listicles if that's the way that you're going to go. For the most part, credit cards that are associated with a specific company, like an airline or a store, generally aren't great. They usually don't have as good as a reward system, and they also tend to be more expensive. Unless you literally fly Delta every week or something, you probably aren't going to do that well by getting the Delta-specific card. Today's episode is brought to you by me, Veronica. Did you know I work with clients privately to help them make over their finances from top to bottom? Over 6 weeks, we start with your money goals, and then I help you create a plan to pay off debt if you have, and then find a perfect balance between saving and investing while also enjoying life now. Pennies aren't meant to be pinched, but they are meant to have a purpose. By creating a plan and being intentional with your money, I'll bet you can afford a lot more in your life than you think you can now, while also securing your financial future. Learn more and book your Run Your Money roadmap with me over at veronicagrant.com/work with me. Now back to the show. The third step is to do the math. Now, I don't pay attention to APRs or intro APRs because, one, I don't carry credit card debt, and two, because they're variable. Just because your APR is 22% today, it could go up if interest rates go up. I do, however, look at fees. But even if a card has a fee or even a high fee, it could still be worth it. A lot of people see a credit card with a fee and they think, nope, not even looking at it. And I think that can be really short-sighted. For example, what if you bought a pair of boots every winter for like $50, but they only lasted one season, and so every year you had to buy a new pair of boots? What if instead you bought a pair of boots that cost $300 or $400, but those boots last for like 10 years? You're actually going to spend a lot less money just by buying the one nice pair of boots once, rather than just being cheap with the $50 pair of boots you have to buy every year. And I think credit card fees can be, here's the equation to figure out if a credit card fee makes sense for you or not. You take the approximate amount you spend per year and you times that by the cash back or reward value, and then you subtract the annual fee. Okay, I'm going to put that in the show notes so you can check it out. Let's say you spend $12,000 on groceries per year, and you times that by 5% cash back on groceries. That means you'll get $600 back a year just for your regular grocery shopping. But then you have to minus the $95 fee, so you'll actually net $505 cash back from this credit card. Let's say instead you decide to use a free credit card that gives you 3% back on groceries. So you still spend the $12,000 a year on groceries at 3% cash back. You would get $360, and that would be what you would walk away with because there's no fee. You would still make more by having the $95 annual fee at the higher cash back rate. Now, this is a totally made up example. These are not based on real credit cards. However, I will say I know that Amex has 5% cash back, I believe, on gas and groceries on their credit card, and it's a great deal. So do the math. Don't be afraid of a credit card fee. And really, the only time I can think of when a credit card fee not being worth it is if you actually are a low spender. Maybe you're in a partnership and your partner does more of the day-to-day spending, where you do more of the spending around like your mortgage or your car payment, where it's not really going on your credit card. You might actually do better with a free credit card. And then step four is to make a decision. I want you to pick 2 to 3 credit cards at most. And honestly, I think 2 is great. And having 2 is really just a backup. Or let's say you have a card that's specifically for gas and groceries, and then you have a card that's for everything else. That can be a really great system. And just FYI, if you do happen to go with an American Express card, American Express is a great credit card company. They have the best perks and services and all that kind of stuff, I think, bar none, than Visa or MasterCard. But businesses have to pay to use that, and so a lot do not take American Express. So if that is the credit card that you end up going with, you will definitely need a Visa or a MasterCard backup. And then here's the thing, you pick your two or three credit cards based on your preferences, your spending, what kind of rewards you want, and then you just move on with your life. I really want you to avoid the rat race of trying to find the next best deal and spend that time and energy either just friggin' living your life or, like I said, honing in on some other skills that can not just earn you a few $100, but potentially thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars in your life. All right. I hope that is helpful. I will see you next week with Mortgage Mandy, and I will talk to you then. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you've got a question you want to submit for a future Friday episode, go to veronicagrant.com/askV. Make sure you subscribe to the show so you never miss a new episode. On Tuesdays, I deep dive into a money topic, and on Fridays, I answer your questions. I appreciate your support so much, and the best ways you can do that is to subscribe, leave a rating or review, and share an episode with a friend. Thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.